Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour here on Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 6th of November, 2010. We have Bill in Idaho on the line. Also, we have Amanda in Oklahoma. And, of course, our guest is Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. We're talking about the reinvention of America, ladies and gentlemen, this silent, technocratic a coup d'etat that's taking place behind the scenes and empowering basically our avowed enemies to get back doors into our systems and conduct spying. And before the break, Vicki, you had mentioned T-Tech, and if I had remembered it, the name rings a bell. Does this have anything to do with Promise Software?
Yes, that's exactly what it has to do with. And what P-Tech came up during the post 9/11 as a potential as a piece of software that had been installed. It's like a it's almost like a virus. It maps an entire IT organization, and of course, you know, once you have the map of the IT environment of an organization, then that organization becomes vulnerable to intrusions. I mean, they, you know, it's like giving them a map to your fort, you know, and telling them where the doors and windows are that they can get in. Well, what this contract with Oklahoma did is that they, it specified that Oklahoma must install this BDNA program, and this BDNA program sounds exactly like P-TECH.
Now, I don't know. We got. I just want to interject here that we have somebody on the line here that's. It sounds like dishes rattling. If I don't know who's doing that, but if you just be mindful of that, you're on the air. So basically, what you have here is the government of Oklahoma signing an agreement to with Communist China, this Communist Chinese company, to allow them to basically have access to map the IT network of the state, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, the purpose of what they're doing, at least according to what they think they're doing, is to they're planning on consolidating functions within the state, and the contract mentions commodified functions, which says to me that they're going to be using common functions in the cloud, you know, which is the cloud, as I understand it, is a mainframe computer that has PC-like functions on it.
Hold it right there. Let's take a break. Longer segment ahead. Folks, stay with us. Bill in Idaho, we will get to you right after the break. Stay with us.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Vicki, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your thoughts there. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about that?
Well,
the promise software and
At the same time that the government got Sprint to cancel their contract with a Chinese firm on national security grounds, the state of Oklahoma is hiring a foreign firm, Capgemini, that is requiring the installation of a piece of software that is an invasive piece of software that has a back door in it, you know, for maintenance in the state of Oklahoma. And so, and that's the kind of war, that is what I call net-centric warfare. They may not, you know, other people might have a definition for it, but when you allow that kind of invasion into your information systems by foreign companies, that's what I call net-centric warfare.
You know, we're supposed to believe that Communist China now is a strategic partner. Communist China is an emerging democracy, quote-unquote. I don't think that Communist China has ever recanted from communism, and so that basically means that they really don't have any free enterprise system. So my question, I guess, is it that we've become so indebted to Communist China now that we have to surrender our systems to their, give them access to our infrastructure and our systems? Is this what we have going on here?
Well, we did the same thing with Russia. When the Soviet Union collapsed, they did not really renounce, Gorbachev never renounced communism. He said he was an avowed communist.
Yes.
But in 1993, Clinton announced the formation of the Gore-Chernomyrdin Commission to and basically if you read the documentation on the purpose of that commission, it was to do the very same thing, to harmonize the systems, to create this global network of systems for global governance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving up our sovereignty. They're just handing it over.
Yeah, they really are. Amanda, you feel free to jump in here anytime you want if you have anything to say. But I want to bring up Bill in Idaho. He's been waiting a very long time. Bill, good morning.
Excellent as usual, Darren, and thanks for your guests as well that are on. Kind of parallels exactly the discussion Chris Hinckley has been having over at RoadWarriorRadio.com. I know you're aware of him and that.
Yes.
If he was available, he'd certainly be echoing the commentary and has mentioned net-centric warfare any number of times on his program. But you certainly are right. I believe what you are seeing is a beta test rollout out of ARPA-DARPA and defense conversion technology transfer. Should be remembered that Senator John Ashcroft,
mm-hmm.
Attorney General,
mm-hmm.
For the state of Missouri, then all of a sudden, Attorney General for the United States, as well as Kit Bond et al. In Missouri were the most active in NAFTA, GATT, and world trade. They kept the Missouri 15 very tied up, being oppressed while they were trying to tell the central core of America and the manufacturing base of GM and McDonnell Douglas, etc., ultimately what net-centric warfare was out of the 80s and 90s. But you're absolutely right. Miss Victoria, Vicky, obviously is aware of the discussion. I'm sure you heard what would be purported as the FBI warning Chris Hinckley on Friday evening to be very careful about his discussions on his 9 o'clock p.m. broadcast.
Right.
It is that close, Darren, and your guest, I believe, considering that the Promise software came out of INSLA. INSLA was St. Louis, Missouri, and it was the FBI that helped and assisted in stealing the technology from INSLA. Promise went to Carnivore, and you see the iterations presently with IBM Big Cog Blue that the ladies are all too well aware of, now necessarily chirping and bragging all over BBC, NPR, whoever they are, that they now have dropped the KVAR load for the CPUs on the massive craze, or what purports to be a blue cray, down by 75%. So Dr. Ott, over on his podcast 6 months ago, was prescient as well in drawing attention to the fact that the technology core base was going to be reborn in Utah, just south of Salt Lake. And I appreciate you, Darren, bringing these issues to the understanding of the newer listeners, because if they do not hear you and Miss Vicky and your other guests this morning, they will have their worst nightmares realized, because it is that very close presently. And I'm hoping that you're able somehow, some way, to get Vicky, your other guest, who obviously has been doing her homework and trying to wake up her local core constituency over there in Oklahoma, that it is ultimately a net warfare using a very, very large program that ultimately will cause the death of the Republic, and probably already has, to institute that worldwide democracy that they keep on talking about. India, obviously, is the next Japan that we see that corporation infiltrating into presently. They always win on both ends of the equation. Vicky, bless you guys so very much.
Yeah, blessings.
Thank you.
Vicky, Amanda, do you have anything that you'd like to say in response to that?
He's exactly right, but go ahead, Amanda.
Well, what I was going to say is on what's interesting about this Capgemini contract is that there are two subcontractors listed in it, and one of them Vicky's already mentioned, which is a company called BDNA, which is in Mountain View, California. The other company that's subcontractor, which this entity has also been given access to the telecommunications systems for this massive inventory and assessment, is a company called RORAIMA, and I apologize, I may be pronouncing it wrong, but it's RORAIMA Consulting Incorporated. They are located in Jamaica, New York. And did a little MapQuest, look at the physical layout of the building, and they are in an old part of New York in a series of row houses. And this particular address for this company is right next to a Chinese restaurant in a very old, I would say probably, I think Vicky's actually been to this part of New York. It's kind of a dangerous part.
Well, I know of it. I haven't been there because it's dangerous.
Yes, okay. Well, the point of it is what RORAIMA is a minority business enterprise, an MBE. The two principals that are featured there, one of whom is a woman who is a graduate from the University of Guyana. She's of Caribbean descent. The other individual has been educated, as also looks like he's of Caribbean descent, and was educated in the UK. They, I believe, this is a very interesting company because I believe one of the things Capgemini does is consulting, technology, and then outsourcing. What my impression is that this company in New York, Jamaica, New York, is really funneling the technology into some other, they're like a pass-through company. I may be wrong here, but that's what they appear to be with this minority business enterprise. I'll tell you, in this proposal, this contract was put out for a request for proposal was issued, and companies within the state of Oklahoma submitted proposals. And good IT companies, don't know all of them in particular, but it was 2.5 pages of companies that came to solicit this contract. The contract was awarded to this company, Capgemini. The division that got it is headquartered in Herndon, Virginia, right? Because they have Capgemini U.S., Capgemini U.K., Capgemini Australia, Capgemini India. Well, this subcontractor, you've got two subcontractors now are actually going to be doing the work. They are not located in Oklahoma, and the company RORAIMA Consulting, who the heck knows where the company actually is and where the technology systems analysis is actually going to take place. Their purpose is to help developing, to raise people out of poverty in the Caribbean. So this whole thing, we say here in Oklahoma, that company, they're not from around here, and that's who got the contract.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing is just not just going on in Oklahoma, and this is why it's important to talk about this. We have the race that just happened here in Michigan where we have a governor-elect now. His name is Rick Snyder. And he, you know, Vicky was very fond of pointing out that he looked at Michigan right in the eye and lied, said his company, Desira, is not outsourcing jobs to communist China, when right on their website they talk about opening an office in Shenzhen. And that their purpose is to help China compete, and I'm paraphrasing here, in the global economy. You know, but this kind of thing is going on probably in every single state in the union, and that's why I think it's important that we discuss this. We're focusing a little bit on Oklahoma here, but folks, if you don't think this is relevant to your state, you just haven't dug enough and found out the information that's happening where you live. Hey, we got to take another break, guys. We'll be back here in a moment. We're visiting with Vicky Davis and also Amanda in Oklahoma. Stay with us. This is Govern America, and your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, as we're visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, and Amanda from Oklahoma, whose website is ok-safe.com. That's ok-safe.com. You know, Vicki and Amanda, I think it's kind of interesting, you know, that this whole thing is access that's being provided to the communist Chinese is based on an assessment. That they're able to assess the state agencies that they gain access to. And, you know, this whole reinvention of government thing, didn't that start as under the guise of assessing, you know, a national assessment or something like that?
Yeah. The National Performance Review that was done in 1993. But that really was like the formal kickoff of the project for the reinvention of government, and I have research to show that they had actually started it beforehand. But that's the way these people work, you know, is that they don't really announce things until they're really ready to roll. Mm-hmm. And if you remember in 1993, that's when Bill Clinton, almost immediately after taking office, he announced his healthcare reform initiative, and Hillary was on the task force and all of that. And so basically they were ready to be to actually begin the project. They'd already done the design. And I know that because they had the whole chart, you know, of all the new positions that would be created by the legislation and how the whole system was going to be redesigned. Well, you know, it takes a long time to do projects like that. Mm-hmm. So it did start before 1993, but that's when they went public with it and right. announced, you know, we're going to redesign government, we're going to make it more efficient, we're going to eliminate waste. And that's really how they sell these ideas to state representatives and to people at the federal level. You know, they say, we're going to save you all this money. But it ultimately, it doesn't end up saving you any money because the contracts that are written as loss leaders. That's first of all. Secondly, because it's services, even if it's not a facilities management contract, if it's just for a system or a part of a system, they can run over in time and budget, and the government just pays them anyway. There's hardly ever any penalties for it. So the more inefficient they are in doing the project, the more money they make.
You know, it's kind of interesting, and the reason I was asking that question about assessing, you know, that these terms are thrown around for a reason. You know, I think it was in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that about the time that we as the labor force started to be referred to as human capital and human resources?
Yes, and that's because they part of the plan. That's another system that they redesigned. And basically what that is a takeover of the American labor market. And that project started in 1990s with a project called the Secretary's Commission on Achieving Necessary Skills. And it basically they designed a system that's like a corporate personnel system, and you are employed in the private sector. You think, you know, you're not part of this system, but you are part of you are a human resource, a human asset of corporate USA running the government. Mm-hmm. And so, and they designed a whole, I mean, we could spend a whole program talking about the America's Job Bank, America's Talent Bank, the one-stop shop workforce development systems that are integrated into the education system.
Yeah, lifelong learning, you know, that's really, isn't that a part of this whole thing with regard to continuing to go back to education, having to be in order to maintain your certification, you have to continually be involved in their indoctrination process?
Yes, that's part of it. Is lifelong learning is lifelong slavery to the system. Mm-hmm. And in the future, they're phasing it in now, but in the future you will have to have a certification to do any kind of job, which means that you've gone through their indoctrination program. Mm-hmm. And you've earned your little certificate, which is a flag in the computer system, so that when an employer does a search on America's talent bank, you know, your resume will come up. And ultimately what they would like to have is the workforce to be entirely mobile so that you can move around, you know, wherever there is a requirement for your services.
Well, I think they're getting their way with regard to that now. We have so many people on the move now chasing jobs, the minuscule number of jobs that we have here. You know, by the way, just as an aside note, I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day who was at Burger King. And the manager at Burger King actually said that they had 1,200 applicants there for a minimum wage burger flipping job. So 1,200 applicants, and they tell us we're in a recovery. Hey, we got to take another break. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. 800-313-9443. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with Amanda in Oklahoma. Her website is ok-safe.com. And also, Vicki Davis is our guest, channelingreality.com. And her website is linked up with ours. And we're talking about the outsourcing of American jobs. We're talking about the technology coup d'etat that's going on right now as communist slave labor countries are given access to our critical information systems. They're able to backdoor their way in, tunnel their way in, and these are government contracts, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, it's something that everyone needs to be concerned about because communist China, you know, is not our friend. They've been preparing for war with us for many, many years, and we're giving them all the tools, all the money, everything that they need to defeat us in a war. And it looks to me like, ladies and gentlemen, that what we have here is a quiet, undeclared war where the communists, the infiltrators, are defeating us without ever having fired a shot. They can't win overtly, so they're quietly doing this behind the scenes, and we have this slime in power right now that are making it all possible. I want to go back to the phone lines. By the way, Amanda, I want to give you an opportunity. Did you have anything you wanted to say? I don't want to leave you out of this conversation.
No, you're all are doing great, and Vicky's the guest. But just encourage your listeners to go to the Capgemini website, and you've probably discussed in prior programs the issue of sustainable development and what that means, and the issue of carbon tradings and reducing carbon footprints. Well, one of the justifications that Capgemini has on their website, like a lot of corporations do, is that it's going to reduce the carbon footprint. And that's the justification for outsourcing these services. And if you go to Sustainable IT Services on the Capgemini website, it'll tell you, and this is a quote from it, and they're saying sustain to save, sustainable IT, cost-effective IT. So those are all going to terms that are going to ring, strike a chord with representatives, particularly those in states that are having a budget shortfall. So this is what will be told to the public. What won't be told to the public, in my opinion here, is that we're going to be outsourcing the IT jobs, and it's the structure that Vicky is talking about. This says, uncertainty and complexity surround the sustainability agenda. However, thinking that implementing sustainability will cost more could not be more wrong. Capgemini delivers sustainable IT solutions that save our clients both energy and carbon while also reducing their costs. So they're laying out the arguments to be acceptable to people is that this is going to save you and reduce carbon emissions. Well, it's important for people to understand the arguments that they're going to come up against and prepare your own argument to say why this isn't right. Well, the bottom line is here, they're trying to draw your attention away from the fact that they are going to be outsourcing the IT systems of this state. Maybe not today, but they are laying the groundwork in order to do that.
Well, not just that state.
Not just that state.
It's going to be every state.
The same.
Well, they've already been to Ohio and Virginia and some other states.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of Pennsylvania outsourced their systems to Unisys. KPMG, a Swiss accounting firm, did the analysis, you know, the same thing that Capgemini is going to do for Oklahoma. And then what ended up happening is that the state of Oklahoma contracted with Unisys for facilities management to manage all of their IT systems. So, and what happens at that point is that basically the state of Pennsylvania has given up sovereignty over their state. Because if you don't control your IT systems, you don't control your state. They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I interrupted you, Amanda. I apologize. I just wanted to clarify that, you know, while you live in Oklahoma and you know the most about Oklahoma, I want to make sure everyone understands this isn't an Oklahoma issue. And I think the reason why we have a Michigan governor right now with so many Asian connections and Asian company is because it's the business context. These governors are just administrative paper pushers to implement the world systems in our states. And,
well, my point in talking about Oklahoma is to just, I mean, Oklahoma is the heartland of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's happening here, you know for sure we're probably one of the last ones to implement it, then it must have already happened in a lot of others. I know this particular company is also in California or operating in California, and Vicky is the one that understands this particular issue better, but the idea to go into the tax filing systems, one of the first agencies that Capgemini is gaining access to is the Oklahoma Tax Commission. And what they are doing is currently doing an assessment of the federal income tax data, the FTI. Well, if you put that in the larger context, why would an outside agency, and the one that's actually doing that is both BDNA with this tool that Vicky was describing, plus Rorema Consulting.
Mm-hmm.
They've already instituted this in the UK, in the United Kingdom's version of the IRS. So there's a trend here toward gaining access to the tax systems within the states in order to do what? we've got Obamacare looming in the background here,
right,
while all this is going, in order to gain and charge everybody to assess a fee or to pile on a tax to pay for health care. Could this be laying the groundwork in order to make sure you have the infrastructure in place to identify all the avenues by which tax information is accessed and you know what I'm trying to say here?
I know exactly what you're trying to say.
To track it.
Yeah.
So what it looks like to me is that every single level, everything here in the United States, including the labor pool, which the tax system is very closely connected to, our national productivity, our you know, who we are, you know, our labor as a people, everything is being assessed because we're so far in debt to these foreign powers that they're trying to get an assessment of what we're worth. That's what I think is happening.
Well, not only that, but they're planning on implementing the global tax. Do you remember the Fair Tax Plan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Fair Tax Plan is the global tax system. And they didn't say that. Now here again, the Republicans were pushing this idea. But it really wasn't a Republican plan. It is the global tax. And I'll tell you why they're going to implement that. It's because our IRS system is tied to the national government. It's tied to our sovereign government. The Fair Tax Plan is a sales tax on every transaction that you do, you know, whether it's getting your fingernails painted or getting your hair done, going to see the doctor, paying your utility bill, everything you do is a financial transaction, and there will be a tax on it once they get this system in place. And that tax is not connected to the federal government. It can be a global tax. You see,
mm-hmm.
And Canada has already implemented it. It's called the Goods and Services Tax, and it's on a tax on every transaction.
Yep.
And they're going after the tax systems.
In the meantime, we have the international toll roads coming that are going to be controlled by the foreign countries. So it's just every single level.
They're going to squeeze us to death. I mean, they are absolutely going to squeeze us to death on every single level.
Well, I like the way you put it. You described the whole thing as a boa constrictor. You know,
yes.
And this boa constrictor is squeezing us to death, and so the only answer is to kill the boa constrictor before it kills us.
Yes, and that's really the bottom line.
Melody in Colorado. Let's we'll go to line 3, talk to Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, Darren and Vicki and Amanda. I just wanted to throw in a couple of comments. One of them, isn't PayPal and eBay an example of a transaction system? And the other one would be the fact that our penal system is that labor equalization market. So they're building it up. They're finding every way to entrap our youth and workers that would fit right into the scenarios that you're talking about, correct?
Yes, all the free labor they can get. That's what the whole internship system in the economic development zones. They're part of the free labor system, and here in Idaho, our governor thinks he's a real estate salesman. He's going over to China to get Chinese investors to bring them back here to invest in the zone, and so you know, or to invest in the country. But with the money being used for development of this economic development zone, and so the children, the young people that will be working in there, they're basically free labor for whoever is controlling the businesses in that zone. So, it is. We're transforming into the communist Chinese system. basically, where the government owns a percentage of the businesses. You know, rather than taxing you, they just get a percentage of the profits. And the government will be the control on labor. They will be the slave masters for everybody.
Yeah, even when I was out in the forest the other day, they were using a fire protection district truck with correctional facility workers inside doing U.S. Forest Service type work. So, I mean, there's a crossover there that you can't believe.
Yeah, well, they also have factories. I mean, it's called Prison Industries, and they actually build furniture. They do all kinds of stuff. And, you know, and we pay to have prisoners in prison, and the private prison corporation that's running the prison is making money from us and from the use of the prisoners.
And one other thing before I leave is to say that when Darren was talking about a mobile labor force, these prisoners they move them around the country right now, so they can make them mobile at any point. So
that's a good point.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Melody.
Yeah, thank you very much, Melody. Appreciate that. You can't be more mobile than the prisoners, you know, and with all these people losing their homes, I got people that are very closely related to me that have lost their house, and now they're looking to relocate. So, I mean, people are going to be chasing jobs all over the country and really all over the world, too. I mean, we've had media reports about, you know, there's a lot of people that have left this country going to other countries, you know, that pay lower, but they, out of necessity, they go because they can't find gainful employment here. So it could very well be, guys, that we're literally being starved off our own land here in America.
Yeah, well, you know, that whole thing about the mobility of labor and stuff, they got me on that, too. You know, when I was looking for work around 2000, all the news, you know, on the Internet, everything said the economy is booming in Texas, it's booming in Florida. Well, I went to Florida, and I stayed there for 6 months, and I got exactly one interview. The economy in Florida was not booming, mm-hmm. but that's what the media was saying. And if another thing too is that the national media, what you hear from them is different than what you see in the local media. At the time when the national media was saying that the economy is booming, you had 8,000 people applying for a Walmart job in Oakland, California. So you know, even though they say the economy is booming here or booming there, I feel bad for people who don't understand that it's just propaganda.
Yeah, you know, it's just like George Orwell's 1984. I referred to this often, but it really applies here. You know, how they were telling Winston Smith, the lead character of the book, noticed that the Ministry of Truth was always saying that the price of chocolate is going down, the price of chocolate's going down, when he could clearly see with his own eyes that the price of chocolate was going up. Today we're not being propagandized with the price of chocolate, we're being propagandized with unemployment numbers. You know,
yeah.
And these statistical data that come out of the government agencies that is just spewed out without any kind of objective reporting from the media. Anyway...
The whole concept of a jobless recovery is just in-your-face stupidity.
Yeah.
You know?
And I can't imagine anybody falling for that.
No, but they hold up these experts and they try to make people feel stupid. If you don't understand it, you must be stupid, even though what they are saying makes no sense whatsoever.
No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jasper in Massachusetts. Jasper, go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Thanks. I have a question. I have two questions, actually. The first is, with that fare tax, does that apply to wholesalers as well? So do we get, like, a chain of being taxed 1% on just one item as it's passed along the distribution chain?
Well, my understanding was that corporations would be exempt. this was strictly pushing the entire tax burden on consumption, on
wow.
the consumers.
Now, you know, one thing I will say, Jasper, if they get this so-called cap-and-trade thing in place, your carbon tax will be a chain reaction, because you're going to have every aspect of the development process is going to be subject to the cap-and-trade taxation regulations. I would, you know, these costs are going to be passed down further and further.
Right. I mean, even if it's spread out, it's still going to get passed down if it can.
You said you had another. I'll tell you what, why don't you hang on there, and we'll hold you over the break. And also, I think Bill from Idaho is back as well. Stay with us. We got final segment of Govern America coming up straight ahead. GovernAmerica.com is our website. ChannelingReality.com is Vicky's. And Amanda's is OK-Safe.com. She's got a lot of very good information there. I just went there during one of the breaks. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back here on Govern America. Don't go away.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We're in the home stretch of the program, and Jasper in Massachusetts, you had one final thing you wanted to ask?
Yeah. Say we have a collapse in this country of some sort, and, you know, whether it's a military coup or a popular revolt or, you know, some kind of uprising coming from odious taxes of some sort, can you explain what your this is to your guest? Sorry, I forgot her name already.
Vicky, and Amanda's here as well.
Oh, okay. And can Can any of you outline what a favorable and orderly restructuring of public services and so forth and their funding would look like? In your mind, what the best scenario would be? And I'll take my answer off air. Thanks.
Okay.
Boy, that's a tough question. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, yeah, that's a very tough question. First thing I would say is that we have to get our government back into the hands of American employees, government employees. And we have to erect tariff barriers so that they have a tax base to work with. We have to rebuild our economy. And we have to stop the government from contracting for services. Because contracting for services just opens the door for so much government corruption that any savings they might achieve from it, which they don't really achieve any, but, you know, we'll just say that they do for the sake of argument. Any contracting for services really does have to be eliminated. If the government employees are incapable of doing the job, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got this whole civil service thing, and they try to pretend like there's nothing they can do about it. That's just simply false. You know, they could eliminate, they could rewrite the government civil service system. We need competent government employees capable of doing the job. And if we don't have enough employees to do the job, maybe the job doesn't need to be done. You know, we need to cut back government functions like I would cut the entire U.S. Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And
no question about that.
Yeah.
You know, what we need more than anything else is we need people to go to their state governments, because if this is going to happen, it's got to happen at a state level. We have access to our politicians at a state level much better than we do at the national level. I mean, basically, the national federal government is out of control. And so what you need to do, folks, is you need to really explore your state government, find out what's going on in terms of contracts and everything, because I guarantee you it's happening in your state as well. And then you need to put pressure on these politicians. I would say that probably a good majority of the state representatives and legislators, Vicki, probably are completely unaware that a lot of this stuff is even going on.
And I think there's a lot of they don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I think if the people would educate and show these people where the problems lie, I think that would be a long way toward getting it back. But we just, we got an uphill education fight ahead of us. We got to educate people.
The thing they need to understand is we're on a path of no return. And if they love this country, they've got to stop.
Yes,
I'll finish on the other side.
Well, there is no other side. We're out of time.
Oh, we're out of time. Darn it.
It happened so quick. We'll bring you back next month. Folks, we got to go. Thank you so much, Vicki, for being with us. Amanda in Oklahoma, sorry, Bill, that we didn't get back to you again. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And stay tuned for Phil Posderick up next.
It's true.